Pashas Yikra, Pasuk says in the Kabanoila, the Samach Yodhi Aresha Oilung of a Nitzung and Chapala. It's Halacha, one of the Lachas of a Kabanoila is Smicha. The next Pasha, right, the Pasha of Shalom, and Tari also says, the Samach Yodhi Aresha Kabanai. So you find the name Smicha in the Tari by Kaban Oilung and Kaban Shalom. And Bemis, the Mishnah says, that come out by every Kaban Yachid. When Yachid brings a Kaban, this Smicha. The Mishnah says, Kol Kabanis, the Mishnah is a Menachas, that's side of Beza Menalach. The Mishnah says, Kol Kabanis a Yochid, Tunin Smicha. All Kabanis a Yochid brings these Smicha, Chutz min a Bechor, a Mais of a Pesach, except for three Kabanis, the Kabin Bechor, and Kabin Mais, when you bring Mais of Behema, and the Kabin Pesach. And those Kabanis, the Gemara is a special Josh, to be Mamaya, that there's no Smicha by them. But by all the Kabanis, it's in Smicha. And by Kabin Tziba, the Mishnah says, there is no smicha except by two kabanas tziva, by the pahalam dava and the soy that the klai soul brings if klai soul does chashama veira b'shkaga sayra bezdin. The Torah says zikni e the kaman, they do smicha, and the soy mishdaleich and yom kippur is the second kaban tziva that the kohen gadol does smicha on. Smicha is pashut he, even though the Torah says yodai, which is mashma, which is lashon yachid, one hand, the gemara is a josh, it's two hands. Person puts both hands on the head of the carbon, and the Gemara says he doesn't just put his hands on it, he doesn't just lean, it should be b'chol koichai. It should actually be b'chol koichai, he leans on the behema, and sometimes it's vidi, sometimes it's not. That's the halach of smicha. The Mishnah in Menachas Tzad Gimel says that hakol semchen, everyone does smicha, chutz mecheres sheit v'katan, v'suma v'kachavim, v'ha'eved, v'hashliach, v'isha. The Gemara has drushes of certain people that are smite from smicha. A chereshet of a cotton, do not do smicha. A summa, the Gemara has a drush, a person of Monson Sagi, no, does not do smicha. A guy, we have Makamon, the Dharm, and the Dove, some guy also, but they don't do smicha. And Eved, a Shliach, and Isha also does not do smicha. The Mechas Chinach in Mitzvah Kuf Tesvah, I say, he stells on, how does a chereshet of a cotton have a carbon to begin with? A chereshet of a cotton who have no das, they can't be makdish a carbon. So where do they have a carbon that the Torah needs a special drasha to tell you that they don't do smicha? So he says, very posher, by chesh and shait, this very posher could be a person who was healthy, he was makdish a carbon, and then he became a cheresh or shaita. And they still continue to bring his carbon, people take care of him, they bring his carbon for him. We don't tell the cheresh or shaita to do smicha now, even though at the time he was makdish and he was healthy and he was mechuyev in all halachas of the carbon to do smicha, but once he's a cheresh and a shaita,
he does...
Bechor was one of the kabbonists that's part of smicha. Yeah, I hear you saying, but that is part of smicha, so that's not terrorist. But bechor shaita is ganz pasha. But a cotton is a kasha. How does a cotton have a carbon to begin with that he should be, that you need a pasuk to tell us he has in the smicha? So the Mechas Chinuch says, one terrorist would be we have in the Gemara Nazi Machoikis about Mufa Samach Leish. There's a woman in the holes, Mufa Samach Ish, Medereisa, Hekdesh of Hekdesh, Nadar of Nadar, Nadar of Nadar. If he makes a Nedar or a Hekdesh, and he's close to being a mitzvah, he's 12 years old, that year, Medereisa, his Hekdesh is Hekdesh, and his Nadar of Nadar. It's on the Chayal Loch Mashim Sinai. And as I pass in the Rambam, the Rambam passes like that, Mandama, that Mufa in Perikidal, Nadar of Halachadal, the Rambam passes, that Mufa Samach Ish could be Makdesh Medereisa. So according to that, you have a case, a boy who's 12 years old, he can't be makdish kav midaraisa, but he's still a cotton. He's a cotton, so he cannot do smicha. That's the case, where cotton does not do smicha. But then the Mechas Chinuch is a kasha, what do you do with the mandama that holds mufasamach ish is only midarabanan? His nadarim on nadarim and his hektish only midarabanan. But right, it's not midaraisa, so why do you need a pasuk in the Torah? What's the Torah talking about to tell you that a cotton doesn't do smicha? So Mechas Chinuch says, right, the very pasuk, the case would be by a yerush. The Mishnah says that tzadvei is that a yerush does smicha. If a person's father or mother had a carbon and they died, the Yerush brings the carbon, and the Yerush does smicha. So Mechas Chinuch says, a cotton also yashes in the deraisa.
You said father mother, that's going to be a subclaim.
We're going to get that right, you're right, we're going to get that right. But if a cotton yashes in his father, it's more possible if he yashes from his father a carbon, and then he brings the carbon, he would normally do smicha, but if he's a cotton, he brings the carbon, he doesn't do smicha, that's the case. So it's a kind of special case. But then the Mechas Chinuch must say Moedig HaChidosh. This is really nice. Vav, in Mitzvah Kuf Tesvav, he must say Moedig HaChidosh. that, you know, say it could be that this whole Mishnah that a cotton does not do smicha is talking about a cotton which is shalei higia l'chinach. But once he reaches chinach, l'chayre mitzam chinach, like when mechanachim for mitzvahs, we should mechanachim to do smicha. The boy should do smicha. The problem is that if you don't have a mitzvah smicha, you have an aveira. Because the betzem being doing smicha on a behemoth is avoda b'kachim. There's a lav in the Torah, you're not going to do any avoda on kachim. You're not going to lean on, especially that smicha is b'chol koichi, you're not going to lean on a behemoth b'chol koichi, which is a carbon, which is hektish. So over here, normally when we do smicha, the mitzvah smicha is telling you that it's a mitzvah, it's not called avoda b'kachim. But over here, there's no mitzvah in the Torah, and it's only chinuch. How could you tell the cotton to do an aveira for l'shem chinuch? Be'etzem, there's no mitzvah. And chinuch pashtus is only midrabanan. The Rambam in Peg Yud Zayin Hilchos Machlokes Asuros Halacha Chavches, the Rambam brings down the idea of chinuch, the mechanuch cotton in all mitzvahs. Now, of course, the pasuk of Mishlei chinuch na'al pidachke, which is l'chayr ol midrabanan. There's no pasuk in the Torah. He's only quoting a pasuk in Mishlei. The Meshech Chochma in Pashas Yera, he mentions this Rambam, that the Rambam sheet is that chinuch is only the bonan, and he says a chay is a mock in the Torah also. In Pashas Yera, the Ebush said, told Avram Avinu, ki dat the manashi yitzav es bonav, es beis yachrav, v'sham with the Derech Hashem. He says, a chay, this posik, by Avram Avinu, v'shtei, ki dat the manashi yitzav es bonav, that you're going to tell your children, a chay, shteit in this posik, that you need for chinuch midaraisa. That's the Meshech Chochma's Ara. But all the poskim, they name on that from this Rambam, that chinuch is only Rabbanon, because the Rambam doesn't quote this pasuk in Vayera.
Anyway, there will be a chinuch
even
the father.
Here we're talking
about the
men.
How could the
ben
do it? For him, it's the
ben. Even that pasuk only, that's also
Shai,
who's the mitzvah chinuch?
The chlav of chinuch,
right? Whose mitzvah is it? The father's or the ben's? But I'll go upon them, let's go anyway. The pashas with a lot of poskim, name on that, especially in the Rambam, she said that chinuch is only Rabbanon. So how could we tell a boy to do smicha? How could we tell a boy to do smicha? Right. But the Michal Smich wants to say there's such a chiddush in the Tosis and Pesachim. So maybe the Tosis. The Tosis daf peches amir alam from Pesachim. The Tosis akasha. The Gemara's machlokes if sel beis over. The Torah says when you bring a korban Pesach, the Torah explains that you should the Pesach should be eaten completely. If the family is too small and they're not able to eat the entire Korban Pesach, they should starve another family. So they should get two families together. There should be enough people that they should eat the entire Korban Pesach. If the family is too big and too many people and there's not enough for the Korban Pesach, that family will bring two Korbanos Pesach, bring two behemoths for a Korban. But if the family is too small, you have to even starve more people. And there's a halacha, and the Torah says, there's also a halacha that you have to be monoi on the Korban Pesach. Every person has to be, first of all, you have the mitzvah bringing, there's two mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach and the mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. So the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach, for sure, everyone has to be nimna on the Korban Pesach. You have to point who is on this Korban Pesach. You point like a whole family, let's say you have 10 people, that every single person, or two families, every person is on this Korban, and then you make the Kohen Shliach to bring it for you, to bring the Korban Pesach for you. And then there's another halacha, when it comes time to eat the Korban Pesach, only those that were monoi, only those that were mamuna appointed on this carbon, they're not eat it. You cannot give a carbon pesach to each shloim nuyev. So the Gemara is a machoikis. The Torah says sell beisavis. You should have a seh for every family. Again, like we said before, sometimes it's two for a family, sometimes it's two families combined for one seh. But the Torah does say a lashon of sell beisavis. So we have one mandama that dashes on this pasuk. Sell beisavis means that you can be mana ketanim on it, which is only a chiddush. Tanim, I put them in a mitzvah, can you be mana cotton on your Pesach? And the Gemara has a drasha, one man says, Sengel Beis Sovis is called Sengel Beis Sovis Deraisa. This inyum, Sengel Beis Sovis is Midaraisa, you can be mana ketanim on this Korban Pesach. And another man is Chel, he holds Sengel Beis Sovis Midarbonon, we don't touch the Pesach that way, and you're not mana cotton. So, Fektes Akasha, according to the man of Sengel Beis Sovis Midarbonon, how do you give a cotton to eat from the Korban Pesach? Because Tosis is naming off a double poshet. Poshet could say, maybe according to that mandam, you don't. That you don't. But Tosis is naming off a double poshet. By the same,
you can't say that. Tosis
says,
because it says that
you're minding
with the
rabbi.
Meaning with the rabbi, you do the
fakatan. It's only me. Oh, I said, are you minding with the rabbi?
So you
see, you give him to eat. Okay, okay, yeah. It seems to be poshet that you give him to eat. Like, okay, you're saying you're definitely minding with the rabbi. And you give him to eat. But in fact, that's the kasha. If there's an issa deraisa, to eat from a Korban Pesach that you're not Mamuna on, how could you give this child to eat? And even though we pass in Kot Neuchon Levei Gassim Bezim Sivan Afishay Mirka Din, if you see a child doing the way, you're not Mokhiv to stop him, he's a cotton. But Safinim Yedayim is in Chol Deis Asri. Definitely not allowed to give a kid an Issa to eat. So how do you give a kid to eat from the Korban Pesach when he wasn't Mamuna on it? The Chayyot's allowed to rice to eat from the Korban Pesach Shnong Menuyev. So Tosis is Moedig Achilish. Ve Marie, Ki Egabna Dika Chinuch Mitzvah Shari. That's his Lashon. That pechesim and all. He says, since there's a mitzvah of chinuch, it's mutter. Which is a pelvic thesis. Because a chayr, like we said before, chinuch is only midrabanan. So for chinuch midrabanan, we give a kid an issa deraisa. It's not so common to have such a case, but if you would have a thesis is saying, a chayr, even though that without the mitzvah there's an issa deraisa, still for chinuch we give a kid this issa deed with a chinuch. Okay, that's the case. Well, that would be the case. The case is feeling me down, would be for no purpose. But still, it's a Medrash Chiddush. What's the hetter? Because the Midarais, what's the hetter? What's the hetter be feeling me down? L'chayre, what would be another case? I'm trying to think of another nafkamina. Another nafkamina l'chayre would be by climbing betzitzis. If you, the halacha is Midarais, you're not to take a begashot seme and put on, or begashot pishtin and put on tzitzis of tzemeh, even though it's klayim, and smutta. What about to give a kid this beged? L'chayr, if there's no mitzvah tzitzis, there's an aveir of klayim. And l'chayr, there's issa sfinim yidayim of klayim to cotton. You're not going to put klayim on a cotton. You're not going to put klayim shatness on a cotton. Of course not. It's sfinim yidayim. But over here, you're putting shatness on the cotton. He has no mitzvah of tzitzis, neder issa. Would you be allowed to do it? L'chayr, according to tzitzis, you'd be allowed to do it. And yeah, if you ever have a case of Esther Chayes to say, would you do it mitam chinuch? And Tosis is saying, this chiddush, that mishum chinuch, everything's mutter. Which is more than the chiddush Tosis. So maybe the Mechasson wants to apply it over here also. Well, they do. Yeah. Ramei is Chayes, right? Only Ramei is Chayes, that maybe Shem and Nims Tesaurus, or Nims Anganus.
So it's a hutter for him too, even though he doesn't have a mitzvah?
It's not a hutter. If you hold sutra, you say. Well, b'makamitzah. It's called b'makamitzah.
Now, b'makamitzah is a kind.
But it's b'makamitzah means a case of even. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't be ready for that. That's called mishnah. Is that the only remit? If you're not chayish for saris and eingonis, then a cotton can do even. But Akoponim, that's his chiddush. The Mechas Chinuch wants to say, according to that, Mechor, you should not have cotton do smich also. Even though Be'etzim isn't, without the mitzvah, without the real key in mitzvah, you're having an aveira of Vayda B'Kotshim, still the Mechas Chinuch wants to say that the cotton could do smicha. Aye, the Mishnah says, Be'feri, Shakul, Saimchen, Chutz, Mechashid, B'Kotten. It's Mashba, cotton doesn't do smicha. The Mechas Chinuch wants to be Mechadish. This Mishnah is talking about cotton Shaloygi in Lechinuch. He didn't be Shchinuch. He's not tall enough. He's not. He cannot do smicha, but once he reaches the shev chinuch, the mechasach must be mechadish. He would appear this taisus that he would do smicha. The problem is a chay is a fresh taisus faket. The taisus in chagiga that pays a manalaf, which is mamash fresh faket. The mishnah says in the beginning of chagiga that you mechanach a cotton to be only regal. A cotton shagir in chinuch that he ain't tzorch leima, he doesn't need his mother. There's a mitzvah on the father, he mechanach a son, which is chaymi d'abonon, to bring him to be only regal. So Taisus explains the mitzvah only regal is not only is reisplay bias to bring him in to see the Beis Hamikdash and to bring him inside the Azara, and it's also a locha to bring kabonis, the kabonis of kabonis rei, it's called. Tochshen, how many kabonis famous of Yezri in it, but. The Tosis says when you bring this child, Tosis is going with the sheet that chinuch is only the rabbanon. When you bring this child into the azara for chinuch, Tosis says he cannot bring a korban eilus reiyah for him because he's umayis, he's a cotton, he's not really mechiv mitzvahs, so you can't bring, you can't be chal the chi of korban eilus reiyah. So Tosis says what you do is you bring an eilus nadava. And you tell the child this is your korban. Just for chinuch, you want to show him that he's bringing a korban, you bring a nadava. And then Tosis says one line. Tosis says, and the child will not be soymich because ketanim are part of smicha. So in the chayyah, this Tosis is talking about kan shagir lechinuch, and still Tosis says he does not do smicha. So chayv beferish, not like the Menachas Chinuch that you do. Right, I was thinking that maybe the Tosfos is talking about a cotton who was a giyin lechinuch for Aliyah Regel, but he wasn't a giyin lechinuch for Smicha. That's a little bit hard. Where, like, he's 3-4 years old. He's old enough. Maybe he's just thinking height. Maybe, you know, he's old enough to walk. He's not old enough to reach. Maybe but Pashtus, this is saying that you do not do smicha. They have a smicha. And why taka don't you do the mitzvah of smicha for chinuch also? So the reason is because there's an avera. Because since there's no mitzvah deraisa, there'll be an avera by the bekachim. So this is the first nag mechas chinuch. But the kasha is a chayr. The mechas chinuch is saying a good svara with the taisim sachem. What's taka the chilnuk between Tesim Sachem, Tesis, and Chagiga? How come Tesim Sachem says that you give a child to eat, a cotton to eat from the Pekam Pesach, even Shalom Nuyav, which is a chayu without the mitzvah and a veyer? And Tesis says, chinuch, mishum chinuch shari, because the chinuch is mutta. So why don't you say the same thing by smicha? So first I was thinking that the chayu teretz is, this whole Tesis that says it's moedig a chidish, they have a mokum chinuch, you give a cotton to do something which is a chayr, even a beira without the mitzvah, is only muchrach according to mandam esenel beisavis lav deraisa. According to mandam esenel beisavis is deraisa, you could be maman a cotton on a korban pesach, the whole chiddush is not muchrach. You don't say the whole chiddush. So it could be the toisus in chagigi is going according to mandam esenel beisavis is deraisa. And according to mandam esenel beisavis is deraisa, it's very poshut why we give a cotton to eat from the korban pesach, because he's mamuna on the korban pesach, there is no aveira.
He has the same tzivi as
well. Yeah, he's at least he doesn't have a tzivi, but he is mamuna. But the rice is mamuna, so you're giving him a gomenuya. Maybe there's no kimitz, but he's eating, there's no avera. He's not eating shalom gomenuya. And Mashenkin Tosin Chagig is going to Mandama, Sanga Beisav is love the rice. I'm sorry, Sanga is the rice. So it's your need, so Chidish. Tosin Psochim is saying Beferish is going to Mandama, Sanga Beisav is love the rice. And that's where he has to say his chiddush after his chiddush. That would be one teretz. And another teretz could be with a shtickle from Reb Chaim. There's a whole shtickle in Chiddush Ben Chaim Alevi, Yal Rambam, Perkei Mechus Kon Pesach, Halacha Zayin. The Reb Chaim comes to answer his kasha a different way. Reb Chaim wants to say, he brings down another Moedig Rambam, the Rambam Paskins, in over there in Perkei Mechus Kon Pesach, the Kotten Shehigdol, Ben Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni, a cotton that's by mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, if they did not bring for him a carbon on Pesach Rishon, when he was a cotton, he's mechuyev to bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. That's Rama's psak. Even though he was a cotton by Pesach Rishon, but l'maisa Pesach Sheni comes along, he's mechuyev to bring a carbon Pesach. But the Rama does say that im shachtu al novav, if his father brought him a carbon Pesach and Pesach Rishon, he's potten on Pesach Sheni. If he brought a carbon when he was a cotton, he's potten on Pesach Sheni. So they all ask, what's pshat? I mean, if he was a cotton by Pesach Rishon, there was no real key in mitzvah, why should I pat to him when it comes to Pesach Sheni? Why is it different whether he brought one in Pesach Rishon or not? What's the chilat?
I'm going to sell
Oh, yeah, that's what they're gonna ask. And the kash is even more. The kash doesn't explain this, but Reb Chaim explains that the kash is even more because there's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chavches. The gemara says that a shaita that eats gzayis matzah Pesach night, and then the shaita becomes healthy. So if the gemara is mechuyev to eat another gzayis matzah, because what he ate when he was a shaita, he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah, and now it's still night, it's still Pesach night, and he became healthy, he should chap around and do the mitzvah of matzah. So tainu chayim, heard the same thing by Kohen Pesach. You're not going to have a cotton change in the middle of the night, but here you have a case by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What's the difference if you brought the Kohen Pesach and Pesach Rishon? Now Pesach Sheni comes, he's a goli, he should be mechuyev, it should be the same thing like the shaita and the shtafa, the shaita became healthy Pesach night. What he did when he was a shaita did not help afterwards when he became healthy. The same thing over here, what he did when he was cotton should not help until he becomes a goli. Yeah, but that Ram does pass. The Ram passes. If he did not bring a carbon Pesach Rishon, you mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. That's Ram's chiddush.
No, but that's because it's tashlumen. He's asking.
But chayr not. The chayr is not. But the Ram does.
He didn't bring you mechuyev, so it's tashlumen.
No, cotton. No, the Ram says.
Who said?
That's not tashlumen. That the chayr right then and there. The Ram says. Same Pesach night.
Ram said cotton became a godly in Pesach Sheni.
Is mechuyev. Yes. If he did not bring a carbon Pesach Rishon, you mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. It's not stam tashlumen. It's also tashlumen, but if you don't bring, but even though he wasn't mechuyev Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni he's chayav to bring. As it says on fish. But just says, in case they brought him when he was caught in Pesach Rishon, then he's not chayev. So that's the kasha. What's the difference whether he brought or not? If you're mechuyev to being a kohen Pesach Sheni, if you're not bringing Pesach Rishon, so even if they brought him Pesach Rishon, it should be as if they did nothing. He was a cotton.
They didn't bought him already.
But he was a cotton, so it should be like nothing. So the Kesem Mishnah brings down from the Marie Cook is a lashon that he says, came the Rachman Rabbi and cotton sheishchetu alav. Since the Torah was ma but cotton to shechtan, he means like the mandam is selling beisavus deraisa. Umamanan they say on Pesach niftu bekach min hasheni and midaraisa umamanim on the cotton Pesach he didn't sell beisavus. So there was a halacha to man the cotton on the Pesach on that Pesach rishon. That's why he's part of min hasheni. That's the Kesem Mishnah's teretz. Of effective chayim, this whole test is only according to mandam aselna beisavus deraisa. But what do you do according to mandam aselna beisavus is rabbanon? And I saw the medayik that Ram Shita is aselna beisavus is midrabbanon. So the mechaslin achis is kasha also in the mitzvah. Hey, I say, and this is chayim's kasha. Nice. What's pshat in this Rambam if you hold aselna beisavus is rabbanon, not deraisa? So chayim wants to say merely gechidish. He wants to say that there's a chiluk between the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the mitzvah of matzah is just the mitzvah. That's all it is. If you have no chiv and you eat matzah, then you did nothing. But Korban Pesach, besides for being a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, it's also be'etzem a chefzah for Korban Pesach. It's, even without the mitzvah, without the chiv mitzvah, there is such a thing as a Korban Pesach. There is a chalois Korban Pesach. And then Chaim wants to say another chiddush. He wants to say that the whole machlokes of selling beisavus deraisa or the rabbanon, you can learn a little bit different. It doesn't, poshut everybody learns that selling beisavus deraisa means that you're mamana cotton on the Korban Pesach. But Chaim wants to say the real machlokes is whether you're mechuyev to be mamana a cotton. According to mandam selling beisavus deraisa, that means you're mechuyev to be mamana a cotton on Korban Pesach. That's what the Torah is being ma'aba. But even according to mandam that selling beisavus is not deraisa, you could be, you can, you're allowed to be, you're not mechuyah, but you're allowed to be man a cotton. Because stam besvara, taimer b'chayim, you could be, a cotton is not mufka from the pasha. A cotton is not mitzvah. A cotton has no chiyuvim, chiyuve mitzvahs. But he's not mufka, he's still a yid, he's still a person. Be'etzem, you can't be man him on a carbon. A mitzvah, which the whole thing is a tzivui, the whole idea of the mitzvah is to be mekayim the tzivui, that you could say, if he's not mitzvah, he did nothing. Of a carbon could be something, there's some such thing as a carbon, whether you're mitzvah or not. It's be'etzim a carbon. We find even
that's Akim. That's not
like Tosis, right? It's a chayr, he's answering Tosis Kasha, right? But first he wants to answer the Rambam. There's a man who wants to say, that's Pshan the Rambam. The Rambam will hold that even if you hold Selenobe, even though the Rambam does hold Selenobe Selvus is Lav Deraisa, but that just means you're not mechuyah to be a man of Katanim on the Korban Pesach. But if you want, but you're allowed to be a man of them. If you want, you can be a man of them, and it is chal. Because Be'etzim Makot is not mufka from the Pasha Korban Pesach, and you can be man of him, and there is a chalois Korban Pesach on this cotton. There's a meaning of that's Pshan Rama. If you brought a Pesach Rishon on the cotton, even if you hold Selim based on another Isa, you still be Matzias brought a Korban Pesach with this cotton.
That doesn't need a pasuk.
The whole pasuk is only to, I guess, with the stipler in Yevamos, Simram and Zion, the new print that Simram Gimel, if you want to see it inside, he reads down the Subcham and he wants to say a third pshat in the Machaikas of Sengel Beisavis. He wants to say, I think he wants to say that Sengel Beisavis, the rice would be automatic halacha. You don't even have to be mana. When a father brings a carbon, it's automatically goes on his whole family. That's how he wants to learn the Gemara. Okay, a little bit different, but we're going to stick with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wants to say, Sengel Beisavis, the rice means you're mechuyah to be a mana of the Ketanim. Special Allah, passion in the Torah, the Mechuyah to be a man of the Ketanim, or your children on the Korban Pesach also. And Selenu Beisav, but even if you hold Selenu Beisav, it's not the Reisa, it just means that Mechuyah, but you can do it. As a minute, that's what I'm saying. If you did not bring a Korban Pesach to the cotton Pesach Rishon, because we passed the Selenu Beisav, this is Rabban, you're not Mechuyah to, then he didn't bring a Korban at all, then Pesach Sheni is Mechuyah, when he's in the Skadal, when he becomes a Gadol in between, and he's a Gadol of Pesach Sheni, he has to bring. But if you did bring from a Korban, and the Chaim explains, even according to Mandam Selenu Beisav, it's possible to bring a Korban from him. There is a Chalais Korban, and that's why he's part of Pesach Sheni, and it's no Tzushtel to the Gemara about the Shaita that ate Matzah, because the Shaita ate Matzah, he did nothing. There's no such thing. Without the key and mitzvah by matzah, there's no chalais matzah. It's just eating some flour and water that did not become chametz. There's no key and mitzvah. Reb Chaim is a long piece. He's masbi a whole gemara in the Dorim, daflam above, which achorah is mashma not like him, but he explains how you could learn the gemara like him. But basically, that's what Chaim said. Mainly, according to Reb Chaim, it's emphasizes kasha. Tesis Kasha was, according to Mandam, a single base service. Love their ice. How do we give a kid to eat from the Korban Pesach? He's not shulam yoliv. The teretz is even the man that was on other ice. It's talking about you woman mana the child. That's what people used to do. People woman, they're not mechuyot human mana, but they wanted to have the kid by the seder. They wanted the kid to be there, and they want them to eat the Korban Pesach for everybody else. They woman mana him. It was all mutter.
There's no use of avoid
because
even
our Torah
is called an
implement.
Achinus kasha.
Right. It's a meaning if you enter Tosis kasha this way, you don't have to come on to Tosis. If you're like Reb Chaim, you don't need Tosis so chiddush that mishum chinuch shari. Chinuch is not a heta to do to be machanuch shavim, something which will be in a very if not for the mitzvah. It's a meaning you wouldn't need to tell Tosis. That would be pshan Tosis chagiga. Tosis chagiga maybe will learn like Reb Chaim. He goes like a chayim. You don't have to say the so chiddush that makam chinuch is mutter to do in a bear, and that's why Tosis in Chagiga says that you're not machanach the child to do smicha. This mitzvah, because this mitzvah smicha without the mitzvah has an aveir of a veidu b'kachim, and the minchas chinuch that wants to say that if a kachim shagiyah and chinuch would do smicha, that's going like the Tosis in Psachim. That's what he says. He's going to Tosis Psachim's chiddush. You would be machanach the child in smicha also, even though it's makam aveir of a veidu b'kachim. The mission sukkah that from Beis, the Gemara Nechem brings it down. It's a cotton heidel and a neya chaya belulav. A cotton that when he knows that do nanuim, he's mechuyven lulav. The Biskarov in stencils in Erechen Afgimel, he tells him this, is mashma, that a cotton that knows how to take a lulav, he just doesn't know how to do nanuim, you don't give him a lulav. That not. It says only cotton heidel and a neya, he's chayven a lulav. Like a 2-year-old or 3-year-old, he would know how to take a lulav and ask it, he just wouldn't know how to do nanuim. This Yishami, the Goy Smaimin, brings down that Kon Hadir Lananeya doesn't mean Stan Lananeya, it means Ketikuna, it means to do Nanum perfectly. He has to know Mecha Mevi, Lecha Haruchais, he has to know how to do it Mamish perfectly. So, I don't know what age, I mean, I didn't pay so much attention, but I think by my children, but I guess maybe a 5-6-year-old could reach them is Hagir Lachinach Lananeya. When a boy is 5-6 years old, he can know how to do nanuim. But a 3-4 year old would be on the madriga that he would know how to take a nanuim. You could teach him, but he just doesn't know how to do nanuim. So the Mishnah says, no, even though it's mashma klof in the Mishnah, even though he knows how to take a nanuim, you don't give it to him until he knows how to do nanuim. It's effective biskar of why. If a cotton knows, is the cotton is there, lita lulim, he knows how to take a nanuim, why shouldn't you not do chinuch on the ikka mitzvah just because you can't do chinuch on the rest of the mitzvah of nanuim? Why not? So the Minchas Chinuch must say a chiddush that you don't do chinuch unless you can do it b'shleimusay. And I think the pshat is because it turns out to be bad chinuch. If you start teaching a kid, just take the nanum and esrog and don't do nanum, you're teaching him that nanum is not important. And later he gets a little bit older, he's in a hurry, you go, I did the main mitzvah, you know. And he's not going to learn that it's yet tzchor b'fseidai. You want to be mechanchat shah properly, you can only be mechanchat shah if you tell him to do the mitzvah in ganzen. That's the Biskarov's chiddush. That chinuch is only, and you understand from this Mishnah, you don't do chinuch if you can't do all the pratim of the mitzvah. When it's your day to do all the pratim of the mitzvah, that's not, you don't teach chinuch on the ikka mitzvah without the pratim. But my kasha was in this Tosfos Chagiga. Tosfos Chagiga says that we're machanach a child to bring an ayin l'shuiyah without smicha. So in Chayra, you see not like the Biskarov, you see that you're teaching a child to bring a korban and not do smicha. So why is that different than Lulav and Nanuim? The Tesachar is, you could say that Smicha is a separate mitzvah. Nanuim is part, it's an integral part of Matinah Sulav. It's all one mitzvah, then Lulav and Nanuim, so you don't take one mitzvah and split it up, and that's the Biskarov is saying, and teach them to do part of the mitzvah without the complete mitzvah. That's Beit Chinuch. But Mashenken over here, these are two separate inyanim. We taught them to bring a carbon, and we didn't teach them about Smicha. It's a separate mitzvah, but that doesn't share the Chinuch of bringing the carbon. I was still a bit so schwer because if you look in the Sifrei Moini HaMitzvahs, the Rambam and the Chinuch, they don't count Smicha as a separate mitzvah. Smicha is part of the mitzvah of Karban, of being a Karban. No, part of the mitzvah is Smicha, being a Karban Shlomim.
It's both.
And Leirah, yeah, but you could be Mekayim, the Leirah upon a Reikam. You could be Yetzir, the Gemara says, with Shtachavah, with other ways if you... It's also, the Gemara says that
it wouldn't be a problem
like, during the year. Yeah. That lava layer upon a rekum is always a lava. You never go into the Zohar upon a rekum without a carbon rekum, but the Gemara says you could be yitzi with a shtachaba. That's an avoida. You do that. You bow down, you do the avoida. Over here, there's a special mitzaseya being carbon on the Suya. Yeah. But this psukim, against psukim,
right?
It's actually it's in your mesubach exactly what the carbon is, how many carbonates you bring, and there's a famous aviyazi. There's a whole chiddush. That's why the chazanish wrote a mongada. The chazanish said there's no. He says he's chayin with him. It's not the carbonates. It's a whole sichsuch. Exactly what carbonates you bring for a carbon aviyah. But pasha is an oila. Pasha is a carbon oila. Okay, but this is my shtuk kasha on this piskurov, and he's right. Why does the Mishnah say that for cutting the dinan ney, it's tough if he knows that dun nanum? But Mashen came by smicha, we find that you're mechanach cutting not to do mitzvah shlemusa. You're mechanach from to be in cover without smicha. It could be maybe pushed by smicha, the cotton is not magish in it so much. He doesn't realize he's missing something because it's not mamish in front of him, you know. The whole chinuch of carbon, you have to understand what it is. The whole chinuch is that he doesn't even bring an oil sphere, he's bringing a dava. It's just he showed the child, this is my carbon and this is your carbon, and then you give it to the coin to be makiv. So maybe he's not makish in it. I was a shukal tzorchin. I can finish up real quickly. The Mishnah does say, right, like we said, hayarish taimach, hayarish tasmicha. So like Yitzi mentioned before, the Mitzvah Gazi in the Sefer Kedushas Yom Tov Simcha Pei and the Michas Chinuch, they declare a shayla. On the din of Yerush that is Saimich, what would be the din if he yashins from his mother a carbon? And the mother was not going to do smicha. Din is the Isha is part of him smicha. So if an Isha brought a carbon and she was going to bring it without smicha, and then she dies, and then the son, who's a bar mitzvah boy, already yashins it, he's a bar mitzvah boy, does he do smicha? Do you say that this carbon be'etzem was not mechiv in smicha because the mother was part of him smicha? And the Yerush also does do, or do you say, no, the mother didn't do smicha because she was an isha, but on my snot, you have a man bringing it, he does the smicha. That's the shayla. It's a shayla shayla. In the Faketa case, let's say a man brought a carbon, which was zichem chiv and smicha, and he died, all he had was daughters, and the daughter yashin, so then it's the daughter would bring the carbon. Over there, the Mechas Chinuch says it's posh that the daughter would not do smicha. She's an isha is not do smicha, that's for sure, even though the carbon was mechiv smicha, but in this case, Faket, where it was the mother's carbon, and isha was not going to do smicha, and a boy yashins it, but mitzvah yashins it, does he do smicha? That's the shayla tzorchin. The Sfasemis and Menochas of Samachalnaf and the Ragashov and Tzavs Paneach, they bring it down in the Goyis and the Mechasunach, they declare similar shalom by a Goy who's Mafesh HaKarbon, and a Goy also is in Smaifan Smicha, and then he's Niskaya. There's Magaya and he brings the carbon as he does Smicha. So this shalom I don't really understand because the Chariot that you say, Geshen Sky cut Shanen Adami, and he's not, I don't even know why he brings it. It should be like the guy is gone, you know, and the bezin should be the gizbarman should be the carbon. This guy really has no sheches to that carbon. My says to declare, but the mechas chinuch and the merit the gazi sheing is a shein shayla about the yashni from the isha.